Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. As we mark a significant milestone, the 165th birth anniversary of Rabindranath Tagore, a fascinating debate between two of India's most revered figures comes to the forefront, the Gandhi-Tagore debate on the Charkha and India's soul. What makes this significant is that this debate cuts to the heart of different visions for India's national development and cultural identity. Rabindranath Tagore, born on 7 May 1861 in Jorsanko, Kolkata, left an indelible mark on Indian history and culture. The Charkha, or spinning wheel, elevated by Mahatma Gandhi to a national symbol in the non-cooperation and Khilafat movements of the 1920s, was a point of contention between these two visionaries. Gandhi's argument was multifaceted. He believed that spinning khadi could break India's dependence on British textile imports, thus promoting economic self-reliance. Additionally, he saw daily spinning as a moral practice, a discipline of non-attachment, humility, and solidarity with the poor. It was also a symbol of national unity, an activity that transcended caste, region, and religion, representing not just political independence but economic and moral self-rule. Gandhi made spinning on the Charkha a condition for Congress membership, requiring every party member to spin a fixed quota of thread weekly and submit it to the Congress. However, Tagore had a fundamentally different perspective. In his famous critique, The Cult of the Charkha, written in 1925 for the journal Shantiniketan, Tagore argued against the glorification of mechanical repetition over creative, rational, and aesthetic faculties. He believed that India's poverty was not primarily due to a lack of spinning but had deeper structural causes, making the focus on the Charkha a simplistic solution. Tagore was also against the idea of universal spinning, denying the principle of specialization where individuals should develop their unique expertise, whether as a weaver, doctor, teacher, or engineer. Furthermore, he feared that aggressive symbols of national solidarity could suppress individuality, reason, and open exchange with the wider world. Tagore's own educational philosophy, as embodied in his Shantiniketan model, emphasized the integration of arts, nature, music, and crafts as the basis of holistic development, not mechanical repetition. Gandhi acknowledged Tagore's genius but maintained that the Charkha was a dharma of necessity for India's specific circumstances, a practical tool rather than an ideology. He admitted the debate but defended the need for a unifying symbolic act in the national movement. This debate reflects a deeper philosophical divide between the two leaders, with Tagore standing for a more nuanced and holistic approach to development and Gandhi advocating for a practical, unifying strategy for India's freedom and self-reliance. Now, let us turn to Tagore's educational philosophy and its manifestation in Viswabharati University. Founded in 1921 at Shantiniketan in West Bengal, Viswabharati embodied Tagore's vision of education, open-air classrooms, learning in nature, integration of music, dance, fine arts with academics, and an emphasis on joy as a basis of learning, not fear or rote. It was declared a central university in 1951 under the Viswabharati Act. This approach to education stands in stark contrast to the mechanical repetition advocated by the Charkha, highlighting Tagore's commitment to fostering creative intelligence and individuality. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 1, covering modern Indian history and culture, particularly the role of Tagore in the freedom movement and cultural nationalism, as well as the Gandhi-Tagore debates as expressions of competing visions of Indian modernity. It also touches on Tagore's educational philosophy and Viswabharati, which are crucial for understanding the broader cultural and historical context of India's development. For your mains preparation, consider how the Gandhi-Tagore debate reflects two fundamentally different visions of India's national development, and critically assess Tagore's contribution to Indian education through the Shantiniketan model. Also, reflect on the statement, Tagore was a nationalist but not a narrow nationalist, in the context of his writings and actions. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Rabindranath Tagore was born on 7th May 1861 in Jorsanko, Kolkata. He was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1913 for Gitanjali, becoming the first Asian to receive a Nobel Prize in any field. Tagore was also knighted in 1915 but renounced his knighthood in 1919 in protest of the Jallianwala Bagh massacre. He founded Viswabharati in 1921, which became a central university in 1951. Tagore is also known for writing the national anthems of India, Jana Gana Mana, and Bangladesh, Amar Shonar Bangla. His critique of the Charkha, The Cult of the Charkha, was written in 1925. Some of his key works include Gitanjali, Gora, Ghare Bare, Post Office, and Kabuliwala. The significance of this debate and Tagore's legacy extends beyond historical context, speaking to the ongoing discussion about the path to India's development and the importance of fostering creative intelligence, individuality, and a nuanced understanding of national identity. As we reflect on Tagore's life and contributions, we are reminded of the complex interplay between cultural heritage, educational philosophy, and national development, all of which continue to shape India's trajectory today.